just heard the song Wild by Loves It. I hope you love them as much as I love them. And that song, Wild, kind of summery, I think. So that's why I was like, hey, I might as well play it. For more information on the band, visit lovesitmusic.net. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we are going to be speaking with Jared. He's from the band The March Divide. You may remember this band, as I did give away their song LA as a free download on Enter the Shell. And I'll tell you what, I will put a link to that free download on the show notes. But before we get into that, we have Wires in the Walls with In the Rain. For more information on the band, visit them, wiresinthewalls.com.
Coming up, we're going to be talking with Pearl, but first, this is our song, LA.
I moved out there to sort of follow you. I have a few regrets, I bet you do too. But I hope you wouldn't change a thing. I don't know what you thought you would do, but I lived on my band, so I guess you did too. What a pair. Yeah, me and you. And it's a shame how easy it was to cheat on you. It's always bothered me that it didn't bother you. And I know that I was wrong. And so you pushed me away. And at the time I didn't know what to say. What a wasted away. Had I not packed my shit and then drove away, I finally stopped dreaming on my drive home from LA. I never needed a reason until that drive home from LA. It's taken all this time to get me here, but I know I wouldn't change a thing. I guess I fell apart day by day, but I'm better off in every way. What a joke. Yeah, me and you. And I don't even know what I would say to you, or if you were here, what you would do, but I know that I don't care. That my faith went away, at least one little bit I had gained, and my heart wouldn't break. So I just bit my lip and went my separate way. So I finally stopped dreaming on my drive home from LA. Well, I never needed a reason until that drive home from LA. I'll never say I'm sorry that you brought me there, but at the time I couldn't keep my head clear. It was a circumstance that I still hold dear. So it looks like you had me pegged.
Just heard the song LA from the March Divide, and with me is Jared from the band. What's up, dude?
Not a lot. How's it going?
It's going great. Earlier we were having a real quick conversation about pretzels. Are you a big pretzel enthusiast?
No, I'm really not. Just kind of grab them.
Yeah, now if you ever can, and I'm not saying I am somewhat of an enthusiast, but I do enjoy pretzels in very different, you know, fashions. I enjoy the regular traditional pretzel. I also enjoy pretzel sticks, but and maybe you can help me with this. I'm kind of in between chocolate covered pretzels as well as white chocolate covered pretzels, because I kind of am gravitating towards the white because I like white chocolate, but the regular chocolate is still so good. Can you help me out on this pick?
I think the white chocolate is the way to go. You're moving the right direction. I like my pretzels in a Chex mix myself, so.
Oh my god, okay, you might hate me, but I do not like Chex Mix. I like Chex Mix, and it's funny because I like Chex, but I don't like it when it's grouped up with the, especially there's this like brown thing in that Chex Mix that is just has no business to be there. It's like a cardboard thing, and I'm just, I don't know. And anytime pretzels are in with different mixes, like there's that like Doritos mix and stuff like that, it, for some reason, it always takes the flavor of all the other of all the other mixes inside, and I kind of just like the pretzel as itself, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I am a fan of the Chex mix. I guess you can agree to disagree.
I guess, but you know what we both can agree on? Your song "LA," which we just played. I absolutely adored that song. It was great because I got an email about the song. I listened to it, and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it away as a free download. Gave it away as a free download. You blew up the internet. It was great. The response to that song from my listeners was absolutely fantastic. Can you tell me a little bit about that song?
You know, I mean, it's honest to God, kind of a true story. I moved to LA. I'm from El Paso originally. I moved to LA with an ex-girlfriend of mine, and I was playing for a living, touring my ass off, for lack of a better way to put it, and just kind of the song's just sort of about that period where I got burnt out and kind of needed to take a break, maybe take a change or make a change, and and things were going real well with my girlfriend that I moved out there with. It was all mostly my fault. I was gone all the time, doing all the things I shouldn't have been doing. So, the song's basically about me just kind of throwing in the towel, packing up and coming, moving back to Texas.
On this hiatus that you took, it was what, about 10 years, you would say?
10 years ago? Yeah, it was a little less than 10 years ago. It was about 8 years ago.
Well, was it always your intent to come back?
You know, I don't know. I was just kind of, I was real day by day back then. You know, I don't know. I don't think that I ever really intended to come back, but I don't know that that I necessarily intended to stay either. You know, it was, like I said, things were just pretty crazy back then, and so, I don't know. I just kind of up and left one day.
Did it just come to you in an epiphany, or, were you eating a sandwich and then all of a sudden a lyric came in your head and then you're just like, you know what, I think I'm going to just get back into it?
The song itself was something that I kind of, when I started messing around again and, I really stepped away from playing for a while, which, I never should have done. I look back, I've got a lot of regrets on ever doing that. Things were actually going really well for me, but I was just sort of, blinded by all the things that weren't going well, my personal life and, what have you, and it's easy to get distracted by those kind of things, especially, when you're younger. And, but when I got back into playing and I started messing around writing songs and whatnot, it was just something that a lot of the new stuff is about why I got away from it. And, so it was just, I guess it kind of just came out, in a lot of ways. That's just sort of what, when I was sitting down playing and starting to write again, that's just sort of where my mind went. That's where emotionally kind of what I went to, is why I stopped in the first place.
Now, when you decided to come back and make your return, I'm very interested in, how welcoming were the people? I always kind of picture it, in my head, and this is just me, but what's that Tom Hanks movie where he's like an employee, then he gets stranded on an island for some time?
Castaway.
Yeah, Castaway. Like you were Castaway, but then you come back to the scene and people have moved on with their lives. People are married, they have, brand new lives. Was that a transition that was hard for you?
I don't know so much if it was. I would say that it was hard for me. It was different, I've had a lot of life since then. I've done a lot of growing up since then too, and so I'm definitely approaching it from a completely different, not necessarily standpoint, but state of mind, I guess. But I definitely wouldn't say it was difficult. If anything, it was personally very welcoming. You know, I mean, I'm so glad that I've gotten back into it. I just, you know, I don't know what the hell I was doing not doing it before. You know, I mean, it's just what I like to do, you know. As far as everybody else goes, you know, I mean, I was in the conversation. I did pretty well. Was making a, you know, decent living doing it. And, but that fan base, I'm really looking to find that fan base again. I'm sure, like you said, they've all probably grown up and had kids and maybe don't listen to punk rock anymore, you know? But the label and other folks that I've worked with, I'm working with the same label again. They were very welcoming and glad to hear from me and, you know, so on and so forth. So it's, you know, it's been both.
Now, you do have a new album that is out, Music for Television, which if you're interested, you can log on to themarchdivide.com. Thank you so much for letting us preview this album as we are playing cuts from it. But earlier, you had another album out, Music for Film. I'm wondering why such the quick turnaround onto this new album?
Well, I actually, I recorded them all at the same time. The way this kind of got started, I just dove right into it, and I decided to record these. I had a bunch of songs, and I just recorded them all. It was 17 total, and for the most part, recorded them myself and worked with some friends to get them going, and the idea was to get a band after that. But I sent them to a guy that I used to work with in the conversation for mixing and production and whatnot. And so, anyway, I recorded all the songs, sent them to him, and said, okay, make an album, and then whatever's left will be the next release, you know. And so Music for Film is, you know, what came first, and that's what John Glover put together and mixed, you know, as an album and, you know, thought was copacetic as a release. And Music for Television were the songs that, you know, he didn't put on the album. And that's not to say that they're B-sides at all. You know, I definitely had some crappy songs that I decided not to record, but I mean, you know, that's really the quick turnaround. It was all done at once. And, you know, I all along had the intention of putting them all out, quickly.
Are you thinking about, keeping this up as some sort of series music for, in the sense of like, you can now do like music for music, you know, music.
yeah. Or music for comic strips.
Yeah.
You know, no, I, you know, I think, possibly, but, you know, I mean, it was just something that, at the time, you know, keeping the name the same and the theme and whatnot, it's, I wanted them to be tied together because they were together. I wrote the songs over the course of, I mean, some of those songs are old, you know, and some of them are brand new, but as far as the recording and the process and just the getting them out, it was all one project, you know, so that's more than anything why I wanted to have them tied together, but, you know, we'll probably move on from there. The Marsh Divide is definitely a band now, and we're working on new stuff. And so, you know, we'll just kind of pick up and take it from there.
Well, we're going to pick up as we play another cut from your latest album, Music for Television. And the cut that we're going to play is going to be Duplex. And before we get into that, I'm very curious about a lyric in there. And it is, when I fall asleep, it voids all my dreams. Is it because when you fall asleep, you don't remember your dreams when you wake up, or am I completely wrong?
No, it's more about, the song's about just the pressure of, you know, the daily grind, I guess would be a good way to put it, you know, and my job and just all the things that, that I've done since I was playing, and, kind of, you know, you know, be real blunt about it. In the song, I'm basically just kind of bitching about my job, you know, and how I'm, you know, just that it's the pressure of it and whatnot is not what I want. You know, kind of, you know, hitting that fork in the road. Am I going to keep doing what I've been doing since I walked away, or am I going to just up and, you know, go back to what I'd rather be doing?
Okay, well, let's hear Duplex, and we're going to have more with my guest, Jared, from The March Divide, right here on The Playlist.
to go. It's been so long, it's almost all I know. Should I leave it all on faith? I didn't work this hard to just walk away, I know. Don't I know? It's getting hard for me to breathe. All the pressure starts to cut me with its teeth. When I fall asleep, it voids out all my dreams. This is everything I need, but it's nothing that I want for me. I know. My pockets full of gold. The hollow shell of where my youth should go. Did I outgrow my path, or just grow into another class? I know. Don't I know? Getting hard for me to breathe. All the pressure starts to cut me with its teeth. When I fall asleep, it voids out all my dreams. This is everything I need, but it's nothing that I want for me. I know. And don't I know.
Hey, this is Jared from The March Divide. If you like what you hear, please check us out at themarchdivide.com.
I'm full of doubt, so I forgot what I had to say. But don't count me out, and I promise not to make you wait for the big mistake or the fracture it creates. But I'm way too late. Good intentions won't undo anything. No matter how hard I try, I won't forget that day. For all the blame you got for what you gave away. You can't take it back, change it back. I wish you weren't so hard to hate. The hearts we break are caused by words we shouldn't say. But this bitter taste comes from choices you never should have made. No matter how hard I try, I won't forget that day. For all the blame you got, for what you gave away. You can't take it back, change it back.
I won't forget that day.
I wish you were so hard to hate. Regret is binding on its own.
So long, so long, so long.
so it goes.
So it goes, so it goes.
No matter how hard I try, I won't forget that day.
I won't forget
all the blame you got to
what
you gave away.
You
can't take it back, change it back.
I won't forget,
but it's so hard to
And that was So It Goes by The March Divide, which you can find at themarchdivide.com. And saw the video, and I'm going to actually post that video on the show notes so people can see what we're talking about, I guess. Is that you, or did you hire some actors in this video?
No, it's not me. That video and... the guys that made that video run a deal called Doubt Films, and they're up in the Twin Cities, St. Paul, Minneapolis, Minnesota area, and that's where our label is, Dead Letter Records. And they're friends with a guy named Ben and Jeremiah, and they're friends with the guys from the label that we're on. And anyway, so I was introduced to them, and they've, you know, like I said, made a few videos for us. They made Jose Cuervo also, which has been really popular, kind of surprisingly popular, the video, but they just do a great job. And those are, the guy in the video is actually a drummer in, one of the bands that they're in together. And, the girl is his roommate. And, you know, we talked about it, and with them being all the way up there, and I'm in Texas, I've been up there a couple times to do some shows, but, we just thought it'd be cool to not have, you know, me or the band or whatnot in the video and just kind of to a storyline or whatnot. But I mean, I just really couldn't be happier. I wish I could take some credit for these videos. They do just, you know, an unbelievable job of really kind of translating what the songs are about. And, you know, it's just, I mean, they're just awesome. If anybody out there is looking to make a video, I mean, go to doubtfilms.com, or they're on Facebook or whatever. I mean, these guys are great.
Now, was it hard for you to watch this video? And, you know, because you know deep inside what the subject line is, and you know, now they're trying to capture that and put that to your vision. Was it tough, or was it an easy experience just to kind of set the song and the video apart?
The actual subject matter of the song, I really haven't told. The people that know what it's about know what it's about, you know, and it's just kind of one of those things I don't really want to talk about, you know. But what they did with it and whatnot just really, you know, fits lyrically and whatnot with it. So honestly, it's just awesome to see, you know, what they did with it. We talked about kind of the lyrics and whatnot, and then they just, you know, come back with their stuff, and it's great. You know, they send you a treatment and I write off on it. And then they go from there. It's great. It's really great to see how they're able to make the songs come to life like that.
I was on your YouTube channel, because that's where I, you know, first saw the video, and I'll have a link to your YouTube channel on the show notes. And as I was there, you know, watching So It Goes, I also saw that you do two covers, and one is of Radiohead's Creep, and the other is The Cure's Lullaby. And I was so smiley-faced, and I'll tell you why, because I love Radiohead, and I love The Cure. So it was just like I'm your demo, you know? It was great.
Cool, thanks. Yeah, that was, I did those. They're on a 7-inch that I put out. Those are the first couple things that I recorded. You know, I love Radiohead, and I love The Cure, and I freaking love The Cure. I've always wanted to do Lullaby. And I was trying to do, the idea behind it when I recorded it is I wanted it to sound like if Nick Drake played a Cure song, you know? And, but anyway, I put those out to just kind of get the name out and whatnot. You know, I was starting fresh and, you know, just something to, like you said, looking for the demographic, I guess. But they've done really well, and it was a lot of fun. I'm thinking about doing some. I'd never really done covers in the past. I was thinking about doing some more, maybe in the future. It's cool. I've got some good response.
Great, man. I'm very excited for that. My guest has been Jared from The March Divide. And before I let you go, Wanted to talk to you about the last song that we are going to be playing, which is Trying Now. I'm a big fan of guy and girl like duos, and I really liked the girl in Trying Now. And who is that singer?
Her name is Laura Wheeler. She is a really good friend of ours. And honest to God, that's kind of what triggered me playing again. She is my wife's best friend. They went to college together and moved. They're from Missouri and moved to Texas. Anyway, to make a long story short, none of us really have family around here, so we all get together for Thanksgiving, and she and I were wasted messing around and making up like joke songs. You had to be there, or I would tell you what they were. But it just kind of tricked, you know, and next thing you know, she and I would get together and jam, kind of, and just start playing. And Trying Now is kind of ironic that that's the one that you're pulling out. But that's the first one that I wrote that we kind of started playing together. And kind of the first song that I wrote as I started writing songs again. And, you know, so anyway, she came in and did a lot of the recording. When I did the album, I didn't want to necessarily pigeonhole it or what, you know, I just wanted to write and record songs. And she was, you know, cool enough to come in and sing a bunch of them. You know, I think between the two releases, she sang probably four of them. But yeah, she's great. She's really good at what she does. She's since moved to Seattle or whatnot, or she'd probably be, you know, playing shows with us and whatnot.
I'd really like for to see both of you guys perform that live. I think that would be very cool.
Yeah, well, hopefully that will happen sometime, someday.
Yeah, go out and get Music for Television. It is out now. And since you're already buying it, you might as well buy Music for Film. I mean, you're buying one, might as well buy the other, right?
I agree with that.
And for more information on the band, log on to themarchdivide.com. And we leave you now with Trying.
Trying, yeah, I'm trying.
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.